A few dozen Ross Mercurimi supporters greeted him and cheered him on as he entered the committee room in the San Francisco City Hall, where his hearing was about to begin. Inside, the legal counsel for Sheriff Ross Mercurimi and Mayor Ed Lee took turns stating their objections to the written declarations that each side submitted. In one instance, Deputy City Attorney Sherry Kaiser voiced an objection to the manner in which the San Francisco Ethics Commission was handling the objections.
I would actually like to make an objection for the record, Commissioner. You have gone paragraph by paragraph through a declaration based on objections of which we had no notice without any opportunity for us to comment. I do have explanations for why, based on your objections, some of that testimony was admissible, and I would have appreciated, for my client's sake, the ability to explain those to the commission.
There was heavy debate about the admissibility of Ivory Madison's declaration. Madison is the neighbor that Eliana Lopez confided in about the New Year's Eve incident that left a bruise on her arm. The commission and the two legal teams reviewed the statement paragraph by paragraph, line by line. After getting halfway through the more than 20-page document, the commission asked the two legal teams to confer prior to the next session. The Ethics Commission is waiting to determine whether or not the video documenting Lopez's bruises will be admissible until Mercurimi's legal team submits its objections. During a break, Mercurimi briefly addressed the press.
You ought not to have engaged in the beating of your wife, and that's what this all comes down to.
And that's what Mayor Lee said, and he is simply resorting to sensationalism and smear, and that's what the case has been all about since day one, is smear and sensationalism. They're throwing whatever they can against the wall to see what sticks, and Mayor Lee is trying to undermine the will of the voters because I was duly elected like he was.
In total, there were a few dozen Mercurimi supporters that showed up, and only a handful of domestic violence advocates and activists. Sylvia Ramirez was among the supporters.
This is not fair. Is this about justice?
And what do you say to the people who say that it's not fair that he's in office after having a domestic violence situation?
Open their ears and their eyes, because this is justice. This is about justice. This is nothing about nothing else but justice. And also, we have to be clear that this is a political issue, and domestic violence is not a political issue. Just be clear about it.
Beverly Upton from the San Francisco Domestic Violence Consortium disagrees.
Domestic violence is never a private issue.
But most members of the public minimize Mercurimi's actions that led to the hearing.
Recent history has shown us the effects of overthrowing popular elections in this country, and it hasn't borne out well for us.
So you think you consider this the same as overthrowing a popular election in spite of the criminal charge?
I believe that there are any number of incidents in which much more grievous offenses have taken place, in which everyone just laughed and looked the other way.
I'm here to support Ross Mercurimi because I voted for him, and I feel like Ed Lee took my vote away.
Elaborate on that.
I don't believe that, even though the city charter says that he can remove Ross from office, I don't believe it was the right thing to do, and I think Ed Lee overstepped his bounds.
I think it's being exaggerated too much.
Is your opinion that the issue that happened in his home is not relevant to his office as sheriff?
I think what happened at his house is not that dangerous. It doesn't make him a dangerous person. You know, I want him as a sheriff, even after I found out what happened. Yes, I do want him as a sheriff. I think he's capable of representing us.
Stacy Martin is from Bay Area Legal Aid. Martin says that the impact of domestic violence is often underestimated.
I just think that this would have been a wonderful opportunity for Mr. Mercurimi to be a model of accountability, could have been a complete leader in accountability and shown what the Batterers Intervention Programs are truly about in terms of accountability and moving forward.
And what would you say to some of the people who are saying, respect Ms. Lopez, don't push Ross Mercurimi any further on this issue? I'm hearing a lot of people say that. How would you respond to that?
It's a tricky issue because, of course, there's victims recant all the time. Her statements could be characterized as recanting. I'm not saying they are, they're not. But that, I think, is a tricky issue where people who may make a judgment on her recanting may not quite fully understand the dynamics of domestic violence.
Why do you suspect there is such a huge showing for the Ras Makarimi camp, basically, and not as many people who are here to kind of speak out on the issue of DV?
It's possible that people might prefer to have a progressive politician in office who may have personal relationship issues that don't affect them. I think if Mr. Makarimi attacked somebody outside of the home, I think we'd be in a different place right now. But it isn't at home, so he's not considered really a public threat. So I think that is makes the difference.
Ras Makarimi's hearing is scheduled to resume on June 28th. Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, San Francisco.